In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It happened one day that a mother came to me in tears. She just lost her treasure. Her beloved child who died. And she came to ask me, why? Why our Lord Jesus Christ had compassion on this particular mother of the Gospel and not me? Why my tears were not worth or the same treatment? I asked, she said. I begged. I implored God. I offered my own life in exchange for the life of my child. And nothing. My child died. It seems that Jesus Christ passed by, remained silent. Why? Why my child? Why this one? Is there any satisfying answer to that? Yes and no. I don't know any answers than to say that there is a mystery of the divine choice of God. Why are we born? We don't know. God gives freely. God takes. God always be blessed. In both cases, always God is good. In the case of the Holy Gospel, yes, God passed by, intervened, raised the child. But every day, my dear souls, every day God intervened in your life, and we don't know. We don't see it. Or we consider that just as normal, granted. We own God. And we don't even say thank you. You see, let's see the scene of the Holy Gospel in a different way. Here we can see the image of our own lives, of all of us. That's a universal lesson. Because we are, each one of us, at the same time, and all together, we are the mother in tears, asking God for graces. We are the crowd assisting her, following Jesus Christ. We are the dead child. We are the one in need to be risen. And for all of us, Jesus comes, for each one of us. Yes, indeed, my sins brought me to death so many times. I was dead indeed, and if I would not have had the help of my community, of people around me, I would never have converted. I would never have changed. No doubt. I needed people to help me. And those people, those friends that surrounded me, could not have helped me without my permission. I had to cry. I had to beg for help. And I was heard. You were heard. Do you see, my dear souls, the great lesson here is the one of compassion. cum patere, to suffer with each other, to carry the load of the cross of each other, to help each other. We need each other so much. Yes, I am the one in need of help. We all can say, I am paralyzed. I am stuck with my addictions, my sins, that I confess again and again and again, and I cannot get rid of them. I need help. I have my anger, my resentments. Alone, we cannot do it. We need each other, a crowd of others, to help and assist us. Which means that we need to be that crowd. We need to be the helpers of the others. Others need me and need you. God bless you on their side for that. That's your mission. And again, we need to speak up. We need to let others know about our needs. Sometimes we suffer alone and we don't dare to say, I need help. I need help. That is so difficult to say. Probably the most difficult part. And Jesus Christ always, always helps. Every child, every crowd, every mother, day after day, with the same compassion for all, because there is no half measures in God. He doesn't do things halfway, but He does things in a such a way that is proportioned for each one of us. He promised to do so, and God is faithful to His promises. If only we could apply, my dear friends, my dear souls, the words of St. Paul to the Galatians. Take your missal back. Read slowly what he says. Do not provoke each other. That would be great. Do not envy. Do not be jealous of each other. How wonderful that will be. Be sweet and gentle in society. Care for each other. Be humble. Be spiritual. And he says to us, yes, I know you are spiritual. I know it. You are saints, isn't it? That's what he says to the Galatians. I know that you are perfect, but maybe not so much. And if you are perfect now, if you are irreproachable, be careful. If you think that you are standing on your own, you are going to fall, I promise you. And the fall will be terrible. Pride is certainly there in your hearts. We have to be careful of the high opinions that we have about ourselves and despising the others. You know what? We are going to measure our faith, and that's each one act of conscience. To feel your heart. We measure our faith, our love of God, our religion, that means our union with God, our closeness to God, through what? The interaction that we have with others. My charity. Humility teach me to ask for help because I need it. Charity leads me to offer my assistance to the others. Hope, essential virtue, commands that I believe that God is helping me and that God is the only one doing some good in me. St. Paul tells us, let's go to work today. The time is still available, it is short. Let's do good to all, and mainly to those of the same faith that means our neighbor. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.